It's really terrible bad luck that she's had. We've had the statement that says that she's under monitoring by the infectious diseases unit. So, reading between the lines of that, I think we can infer that she's probably had a recurrence of her Ebola virus meningitis, which is the one that she was suffering from back around Christmas time. And she's probably only the third patient in the world that's had this complication. So, extremely rare and the worst possible post-Ebola complication that you can have for sure.
You say the worst possible complication that you can have. What would you think would be the prognosis, or what the staff that are looking after her will really be focusing on?
I think that it's mostly just supportive care that they'll be offering, as well as possibly some antiviral treatments. The trials for some of the antiviral drugs went well. Some of the other trials didn't go so well. So we don't necessarily have a good antiviral against Ebola at the moment. We do have a good vaccine, but of course that's not any use to Miss Cafferkey because she's already contracted the disease. So that's only useful for offering, for instance, as was done last Christmas to her contacts, people that have been in contact with her, to just as a precautionary measure for them. So when somebody does have an acute attack like this, it's mostly about maintaining their vital functions, making sure that their blood pressure is fine, that their electrolyte balance, meaning that they're hydrated and so forth.
Now, of course, what must be an enormous concern is for Pauline that this is something that she will never be able to put behind her. This must be a massive long-term concern.
We know very little about the really long-term consequences. Back in the 1990s, of course, and even earlier in the 70s, there were outbreaks in Africa, but they were generally very small. And although one study in the 1990s did look at the sequelae, the post-viral symptoms in some survivors, it didn't really follow them up for very long. So we have no information about what happens 2 or 3 or more years down the line. The only information we have really is from the West African outbreak, where we have data from patients maybe 9 months, a year, 18 months after recovery. But we know nothing about what the long-term future is.
But for Pauline and the medical staff who are taking care of her at the moment, this is very much a monitoring, a wait-and-see situation.
That's right, yes. So they'll really just be trying to take care, make sure that she doesn't deteriorate in any way. She's got through this twice before. I mean, once with acute Ebola virus infection, and then the second time with the Ebola meningitis. So we just have to hope that she's got the strength to pull through it again.